Airlines have been struggling financially because of higher oil prices and the rough economy in general, but this summer they're enjoying a bit of a windfall thanks to Congress. NPR's Mendalee Del Barco reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration has been partially shut down since July 23rd when Congress failed to approve its funding. Thousands of FAA employees were furloughed, and the agency has not been collecting $28.6 million a day in aviation taxes and fees. But most airlines haven't lowered their ticket prices.
It's going to be a very lucrative period for airlines, much more so than they could ever have expected.
Retired airline executive and industry consultant Robert Mann says before the windfall, airlines lost $53 billion over the past decade due to the gloomy economy.
Having the fees relieved, what did they do? With the exception of the three airlines, Spirit, Alaska, and Hawaiian, they just turned around and pocketed the money. There's a little bit of hypocrisy in that. So I think their ability to go to the Hill from this point onward and argue that they're overtaxed has just been essentially gutted.
At least two airlines, Delta and US Air, are now talking about partially refunding customers for flights purchased during the FAA shutdown. By the time Congress reconvenes in September, the FAA may have lost out on more than $1 billion in airline fees and taxes. Mendalee Del Barco, NPR News.